Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries on Sunday. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Rejoice always. Amen? Amen. God is raining down blessings today. Amen. And this is also a sound check. So if it sounds good to you, let us know. Praise God. Good afternoon to those of you who don't know who I am yet. I'm Pastor Sabrina, C-H-E-C-K. He's fixing it, y'all. Thank you so much. Oh, let me help you with that. There, that's better. Amen. Praise the Lord. We still have humans here. God is here. The angels are here. You're here. And we're still human. Praise God. Amen. This is the way it ought to be. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I have never figured out why God would make dust and then decide to use dust to prove his point to those powers and principalities and rulers of darkness and spiritual hierarchies that there are. I said, why would he use dust? He knows that we are just and that we are highly fallible. But this is what he decided to do, to put on display the magnificence of his love and glory. Okay, it may take me a while to get the full understanding of that, but I'm going to work with what I have so far. How about that? And I suggest that you do too, because God decided to put the preciousness of his spirit inside a clay pot. That's us. He decided to do this. Now, you know, if you drop a clay pot, the thing will break, okay? Let's just face it. And you know it has limitations. But he's not concerned so much about the limitations. He'll fix that as he has it on the potter's wheel. In fact, if it gets too far gone, he'll break it and start all over again. He'll mash it right back down to mush and start all over again. He's very good at that, by the way. So don't ever think that you've done something so terrible that God can't ever fix it. He's an expert, beyond expert. Okay? And he will teach you to do the right thing. He'll teach you if you're willing to learn, if you're willing to be trained, if you're willing to be rebuked, if you're willing to be corrected, if you're willing to be instructed, God will help you. If you decide that I'm willing to never quit, God will help you. So if you find yourself in need of God's help today, volunteer. Dear Lord Jesus, I need your help. I need lots of it because I've made lots of mistakes and lots of errors and lots of sin. And nobody can fix all of that but you. I want to thank you for listening to my prayer and for receiving me. And receiving my prayer, I want to thank you for all the fixes you've already done, all the ones you're doing now, and all the ones that are yet to come. I praise you, and I bless your holy name. Thank you. Amen. How about that? How about that? You think that will work? Do you think that that will work? Is that good enough for you? I'm looking, and I don't see anybody but Brother Bill talking. Will that work for you? Amen. Amen. I'm waiting on the church to finally say amen. I'm looking. Thank you. It's about time. You're awake. Okay, good. I would hate to think you've fallen asleep already. Hey, that's better. I mean, in church, there's an amen corner. And those are the people, whenever the Spirit prompts them, they say amen. How do I know? My granddaddy used to sit in St. Stephen's AME Church in the Amen Corner. And he was not quiet about saying amen. He was loud. You heard him all the way to the back of the church. And if you were outside, you might have heard him there too. So you see, that's the way God likes it. When we get home, he's already said in the Bible, we get 30 minutes to be quiet. And that's it. Okay?
Amen.
Praise God. So if your amen isn't working this morning, try your hallelujah. It might be working. Amen? Some of you are still trying to figure out where the keys are. It's okay. Before it's over, Jesus will help you get there. Amen? Amen. I have to make sure you're still alive while I'm talking to you. So, Brother Bill is giggling at you. I wouldn't let him get away with that if I were you. So, praise God, Rosemary. She used three words. Amen. Today, we're going to repent of our sins. Okay, they're not so happy about that, Lord. I'm very happy about it. Today, we're going to repent of our sins. And we're going to celebrate Holy Communion. They'll get it after a while. You know, it's a blessing to be able to have Holy Communion. If Jesus hadn't gone to the cross for us, there would be no Holy Communion. Amen? And your sin would still be with you, and nothing would be washed away. So, we're going to repent of our sins. You know you did something you forgot about. Everybody does. It's part of the dust condition. It goes with corruption. So we're going to repent of our sins, the ones we can remember and the ones we forgot about conveniently. Amen. Praise God. And the ones that we conveniently forgot about. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing to our remembrance whatever it was that we haven't repented of yet. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Congratulations on copy and paste in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, we're going to start our celebration today at about 6 p.m. And we're going to have a glorious celebration. And I have an announcement that goes along with the celebration. For those of you who will join us on Tuesday night on the television somewhere, amen, you know that there's going to be a debate between those that God is not favoring and the one that God is favoring. Amen? And we're going to do what we did the last time there was a debate. Remember, you were praying and fasting and doing the warfare you've been taught to do. Amen? So we're going to do it again. Yes, we are. We're going to do it again. And you're going to keep President Trump submerged under the blood the entire time. That's right, because the devil's going to try to make him get mad. And if he gets mad, I really do feel sorry for her now. Not that I ever have before, but woo. Okay, so let's keep him under the blood. I mean submerged under the blood, all right? And the other party, what are we going to do? We're going to command those spirits in them to manifest. That's what we're going to do. And God is going to get the victory, just like it happened the last time. No, I do not want you to bind his devils. If you listen to the instructions, you'll get it right. Amen. The instructions are as follows. You will keep President Trump submerged under the blood. That's what your instruction is. To the other side, you will command their demons to manifest and to come forth so people can see the real deal. Amen. And that's your instruction. Do not add to nor take away from. Amen. Amen. We're going to follow instructions. Now, right now, I'm going to pray what I prayed before when this happened. Are you ready? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your army is going forth under your instructions, by your grace, and by your spirit. We are being led by the Holy Spirit. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen us and give us resolve to do what you tell us to do. And you have just given us our marching orders. From my position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, I take authority, dominion, and power over all the witchcraft, all the spells, all the curses, all the vexes, hexes, and other occult activities that has taken place surrounding this situation in the name of Jesus. I take the territory now, right at the place, in the name of Jesus Christ. I take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We pull down and destroy the protections and the shields of the enemy camp in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to release your warring angels to destroy all of their protections and all of their shields and all of their defenses in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, that you are in us, you are with us, you are before us, you are behind us, and you are beside us in this war in Jesus' name. We send back as a tsunami, continual tsunamis, all of the witchcraft, all of the occult activity, all of the ungodliness, all of the unrighteousness, back to sender in Jesus' name. We boomerang it back at the time of warfare in Jesus' name. We go through the heavenly in the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ preceding us, the fire of God over us. And we command every demon, every power, every principality, every ruler, every spirit of darkness to be bound in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. Barakakura. Yes, bound. Father, we thank you for releasing your angels. Jesus said, I could have called my father. I could have asked him, and he would have sent how many angels? We thank you, Lord, for sending the number of angels you see fit to send. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for their positions. We thank you for their whirling, fiery swords in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, to surround President Trump and all the other participants with protection. We don't want anybody hurt that way. No assassin sneaking in the back door, shooting to kill everybody. We're not having that. This is not that kind of a bloodbath. We don't want the correspondents being murdered. So we thank you, Lord, that you know exactly what to do. And we turn this over now to God the Holy Spirit and the Godhead in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So, saints, you know where we're meeting. We are convening on Tuesday night at the other side of your computer, your cell phone, or your TV, whichever it is you can tune in with. Amen. And we're going to follow our instructions, and we're going to watch Jesus Christ get the victory. Victory belongs to Jesus. Amen? Amen. Father, we are also calling for the truth to come forward. You are the truth. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. We are lovers of the truth. Everywhere where lies and innuendo and slander and false accusations have gone forth, we thank you for the truth, uprooting it in Jesus' name. We thank you for releasing the truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for sharing that truth about Amazon this morning. Thank you for sharing that truth about Amazon this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. So, saints, Jesus is on a roll. You need to keep your eyes fixed on him because he's moving. He's moving, and everything and everybody has got to get out of his way. Do you understand? Remember, I want you to remember this. When I explained to you about angels, remember that sermon? And the angel had just been in the presence of God. And he suddenly had to come to earth right where Jesus was buried. He had to roll the stone away and then lean back on the stone like he'd been sitting there all day waiting on those women to show up. Remember everything. Every comet, weather, anything, everything had to get out of his way. Well, Jesus is coming through. And everything has to get out of his way. Amen. Anquanette, go back and recast the sermon. Amen. Everything has to get out of the way when God comes through. All the lies, all the deception, even the hatred has got to move. There are predictions that when someone wins in November, there's going to be this big cataclysmic mess where people are going to lose their minds and act like Black Lives Matter did in the state of Minnesota. Well, we're coming against that in the name of Jesus Christ. We're declaring that the Prince of Peace has power and authority in the earth, and that his will be done in earth just as it is in heaven. We're not going to have all of that. We're not going to allow anyone to fearmonger us. God did not give, has not given, and will never give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Amen? So we're going to have peace. And if you're around someone who insists on walking in terror, you already have been trained what to do, including removing yourself physically from their presence. You've been trained. You know what to do. So don't pretend you weren't trained. I've worked very hard to help you to understand the principles, the laws, the statutes of the kingdom of God. Don't make me shame. That wouldn't be nice. Amen? Praise God. So, we're back to repentance. If you have fear, if you have doubt, if you have misgiving, you need to repent. You see, a certain judge, who is just as wrong as he can be, wanted to have a sentencing just before the election. Well, it's not going to happen that way. He's already had to postpone it. Because the Bible says, submit yourself to God. Trump did that. Resist the devil. He's doing that, and so are we. That means the devil must flee. It's not a question of whether or maybe. That's what the word says. It says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and then he has to flee. So we're looking for the devil to be doing a lot of fleeing these days. We want to thank the Lord for the information that came out explaining more about what happened with COVID. That when those people wrongly took that injection, they had released into their bloodstream particles God never intended to be there. And when you release the other part with it, after you've done that, even a cold or a flu can take you out. It's diabolical, it's satanic, it's demonic. You see, what they did was they lowered the threshold by taking that shock and all those subsequent shocks. They lowered the threshold of their immune system. That's not the level that God set it at. So now they are open to things they would not have been open to before. You see, you're going to have to decide either you're going to follow Jesus no matter what, or you're going to pay the price for not doing. And that's just the way it is. Amen? So what they did when they decided, oh, I just got to get the shot, they sat themselves in a position where their immune system is lowered. What does that mean? That means now you're open for stuff you wouldn't have been open to before. Amen? Amen. You see, there were people that did not go to the Lord and say, Lord, is this something you want me to do? And wait for his answer. Remember in the sermon, the apostles prayed and fasted till they had a direct answer from God. They didn't do that method. What they did was what compromising Christians do. Now, Lord, I'm going to go out here and get this shot, and I pray that nothing bad happens to me. Okay, that doesn't work. Because what you have already done when you decided without his authority to go get it is you walked into rebellion. Rebellion brings the curse. Demons enforce the curse. That wasn't too bright, now was it? Anytime you step into rebellion, you open up not one door, but many. You have to repent of your rebellion and your idolatry. Your idolatry of actually believing that man-made medicine knows more than God. Amen. So here we are back to talking about repentance again. And so we must repent when we step over knowingly or unknowingly into rebellion and idolatry. And a lot of times we do it unknowingly. At that moment, our minds are someplace else. We're going to repent. Yes, we are. You see, your body, I keep trying to say the same thing. Your body isn't yours. It's yours as long as God allows you to use it. Because you can't stay on this planet without one. But it is actually his property. And so some people believe in vandalism. They have tattoos everywhere. and they think they're being fashionable. Okay? So, we have to repent. It's his body. He said in the Bible that he formed you. He formed your parts. All your parents did, you already know about how that works, and that's all they were doing. They couldn't do any more than that. That's what they did, and that's all they could do. They couldn't go any further. All the rest of it, he did. Okay? Understand? Okay. It's not yours. It's his. Yes, you are responsible for brushing your teeth and maintaining good oral hygiene, but that's stewardship. It's his body. You're just the caretaker down here. You're supposed to do certain things. Amen? You're supposed to do certain things. And a lot of those things you were taught growing up. Nobody had to teach you to eat, however. You had already figured that part out. So, we know that certain systems seem to be somewhat automatic. Now, we're going to repent. Oh, yes, we are. We are going to repent. Some of us think that we can run our bodies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and not get sufficient rest, and that it's just not going to matter. Sorry, that's not the way God set your body up. Yes, you must get sufficient rest, period. You must attempt to eat nutritiously. Sometimes that's not necessarily available at that time, but you're supposed to make an effort. Amen? So we're going to repent. This is God's body. Let's remember that. It belongs to him. No matter what size yours is, it's his. He tells us plainly, I'm the Lord your God who heals you. He's the one that put it together. He's the one that ultimately has to fix it. Amen. He may or may not use medical science. He has taught them a few things. For this, we should be grateful. But no, they don't know it all. So, we depend on Jesus. We depend on our Lord. We depend on our Heavenly Father. We depend on the Holy Spirit. We depend on the Scriptures. So we're going to repent today. Amen? We're going to repent. Yes, we are. We're going to also repent of coming out of peace. We're supposed to walk in his peace and stay in his peace. Even if the ceiling is coming down, we're supposed to be in peace. And we don't always do that. Now, do we? Okay. So, like I said, we are going to repent today. So now, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to release you to a minute or so to say to the Lord what you need to say to him. And then we're going to come back and celebrate Holy Communion. You may begin. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Partake of the cup. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink of this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat, of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We want to thank the Lord for his grace and mercy, amen, and for his provision of Holy Communion for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your peace, which surpasses all understanding and keeps our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You always keep us in perfect peace when we keep our minds focused on you in an attitude of complete trust in you. Father, when we start to get irritated, annoyed, and angry at a situation, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us to move out of that attitude and back into your peace and trust. Peace of mind is very precious to us, Lord, so we ask you to help us to trust you always. Father, help us to follow the guidance which your peace in our hearts brings to us. Thank you for ordaining peace for us. Thank you for giving us peace like a flowing river, because we love your word. We will always have peace with you, Father. Though our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went through many things to show us how to go through trials, tests, and temptations, we bring to remembrance his example to help us when we're about to go astray. Amen. We delight ourselves in the abundance of peace you freely give to us. Thank you for the fruit of peace that you give to us through your Holy Spirit. We receive his provision of peace as we pray. God of all hope, we praise you for filling us with your joy and peace that we embrace through believing your word. A lot of peace comes, Father, when we just take a moment to believe the word. We now abound in hope and peace through the power of your Holy Spirit. We receive your promise of peace of mind, Lord. Thank you for your blessing of peace in our lives. Amen. Amen. You know, we live in trying times. And in trying times sometimes, that's what they do. They try you to see if you're going to let go of your peace. So this week, in particular, we're going to try to hold on to our peace a little better, aren't we? I know, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to hold on to the peace that he has given and is giving us. Because it's good for us. It's very, very good for us. It's what God wants us to do. Amen. Amen. It's what God wants us to do. So today, we're going to have a little chat. We're going to chat. Just a little chat. And it's called Look Beyond the Storm. Look beyond the storm. You know, I found it interesting that I got this title, and it's raining today outside. And as I was walking through the hall to the kitchen, Matthew 14 was playing on the TV. You know, we encourage you to play the Word of God in your house 24/7, whether you're at home or not. And so as I was going into the kitchen, I heard it playing. So we're right on, okay? I've gotten confirmation after confirmation. This is the sermon for today. So we are looking beyond the storm. If you will join me, we are going to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 14, and we will begin with verse 22. Matthew chapter 14, and we will begin with verse 22. Amen. We're going to do God business today. And it's going to be all God. All God, all God, all God. Verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship. And to go, notice it doesn't say it was a fishing boat. The Holy Spirit was very specific. He said it was a ship. Okay? So now if you have one of those pictures in your mind of one of those little fishing boats, you know, that looks more like a canoe, that's the wrong picture. It was a ship. Okay? And to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. He got alone to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. So there's a time to be set apart alone to pray. You say, well, how can that be? I invited my relatives over, and they're come over for dinner, and blah, 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 blah. Guess what? Jesus sent the multitudes away. So at some point, it's time for you to say good evening to them. And he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. There is solitude in the kingdom. Verse 24, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. That's what happened. They were troubled. Saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. They didn't ask the spirit, are you friend or foe? Oh, it's a spirit coming. Okay. You know, saints, when unusual things happen, we do not have to opt for panic. We have an option. It's called peace. We do not have to automatically push the button and call for panic. We don't have to do it that way. We have a choice. I know your grandmother used to always push the panic button, but you are not your grandmother, and you don't have to do it that way. Amen. So, you might cry out, but it doesn't have to be in fear. Amen? All right, very good. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. Change your emotional barometer. Move it. It went up the wrong way. Turn it back the other way. Be of good cheer. So I say to you, miracle, when something startling happens, be of good cheer. He says, Be not afraid. Be of good cheer, recognize that I'm here, and don't be afraid. So when startling things happen, we are to be of good cheer, realize that God is here, and be not afraid. Amen. Verse 28, Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, let me back up a little bit. Go back to that period after come. Peter did not stand there and act like some of us and analyze, was that the Lord talking to me or not? Peter did not give himself the opportunity to walk in double-mindedness. Amen. Jesus had already identified himself. They were familiar with him. They knew his voice. So when he said, come, Peter didn't go, you sure that's you, Lord? Amen. All right. So we all stand corrected, don't we? Praise God. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, He walked on the water to go to Jesus. He had a destination. He had his eyes at that moment focused on his destination, Jesus. We should have our eyes focused on our destination, Jesus. Okay, you go in the doctor's office. You pray before you go. You bind every demon that could be within 10 miles of that place before you get there. You walk in the office. The doctor says the results of the test are, and you forget that your focus and your destination is Jesus. Ah, we stand corrected, Lord, don't we? But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. He shifted back. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou? You know, there are times all throughout our Christian journey when our faith must be strengthened, when we have to grow in faith. Peter started out with the faith that he had. The thing is, he forgot to keep going. Selah, miracle. Selah. Calmly stop and think and meditate on it. You started well. Shoo! And then something happened and you got your eyes off your focus and your destination. And you begin to sink, but Jesus rescued you. Now get back on track. Get back on track. You can, you know. It's not an impossible thing. Amen. So, we know from Scripture that Peter was a man much like you and I, a man who had human weaknesses and human strengths. He was bold at times, and then he was fearful. He was sometimes full of doubt, while at other times he seemed to have a great faith. Praise God. You know, praise God. Isn't that wonderful? We can relate to Peter. I'm glad that we can. This story in the book of Matthew illustrates Peter's inconsistencies perfectly. Peter and the disciples were in a boat at sea being tossed about wildly by a sudden wind. As he watched, Peter saw Jesus walking toward them on the water. This was a new thing for Peter. Peter was used to water. He was a commercial fisherman. He was used to wind, but seeing a human walk on that water, no. There are new experiences in your journey with Jesus, but that doesn't mean you have to go into fear. Amen? Amen. Even though it was an amazing sight seeing someone walking on the top of the water, Peter spoke with great faith when he said in verse 28, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. If it's you, tell me to come. You know, we teach you to try the spirits to see if they be a God. Well, he practiced it. Amen. So, He knew that if this was not a ghost, if this was really Jesus, then he too could walk on the water because Jesus could make that possible. He'd already seen miracles, so he knew, okay, we got an open door here. I can get through. If Jesus says you can do it, you can do it. Amen. I've heard of stories where, you know, this particular passage was being explained to them, and so they went out in the backyard with that little plastic swimming pool and the water hose, and they tried to walk on the water. They were trying, and they're going to keep doing it. You know how little boys are. They're not going to give up. They're going to keep trying it. They're going to keep trying to walk on that water to see if they can do it the way Jesus did. You see, there are qualities, gifts that God put into little boys, and they're supposed to help them develop into the men of God that God has called them to be. And so they're adventurous, and they'll try. They don't think first. You know, that part they have to learn. They don't think first. They just jump into it. If you've been around a group of children doing something, all you need is one of them to try to do it. And what happens? They're the rest of them. They're right after. But that didn't happen in this case. Peter was the only one to get out of the boat. So there's something that happens between childhood and maturity to change us, and sometimes not in the right way. It's up to us to go to Jesus and ask him to straighten that out in us. Amen. And today, we're entering into a season where we get special time to talk to Jesus about these kinds of things. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in the blood and before the mercy seat, I ask you to sanctify this fast in Jesus' name to your glory. Amen. See there? Thank you, Lord. See, I got my answer. Amen. Peter had the faith then to believe that with God, all things were possible. That's in Matthew 19:26, and you don't have to turn there right now. Just write it in your notes. He had faith at that moment, which meant Peter had the capacity for faith. So do you, because God has already given you the measure of faith to believe him. You just have to use it consistently. Certainly, when Jesus said, come, Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. Then the inconsistency arose in Peter's heart. Mm-hmm. We have found it. We found the thief. He looked away from Jesus, saw the wind blowing wildly, and fear took hold of him. So you see how that happened? That's how it happened. Peter then began to sink into the sea. His ability to stay on top of the water was gone as quickly as he took his eyes off Jesus and looked at the storm around him. So the title of this message is Look Beyond the Storm. Only when he cried out to Jesus for help was he saved. Now you know how to fix it. The Lord told him it was Peter's own doubt and fear, his lack of faith. It's not that he didn't have any faith to use. It's that point he stopped using it. You can't say, but my faith is so little. I've already shown you the picture of the mustard seed and the mustard tree. So you know that doesn't work. That's not a good alibi. It was his lack of faith that caused him to lose the supernatural power to walk on top of the water. Okay, I'll give you a great example. I have a godchild. She thinks she's grown now, but we'll call it that. She thinks she's grown. Anyway, when she was much younger, we were trying unsuccessfully to teach her how to ride a bicycle. And she was going to ride the bicycle out of her own imagination and thought instead of out of truth and reality. So we would get her to start pedaling. And once the bicycle started to move, that child would stop pedaling. As if the bicycle was just going to go on and on and on and on with no effort and no work on her part. She believed she could ride the bicycle in La La Land. And God has come this morning to get his saints out of La La Land. Because as we all know, that's not how it works. You have to pedal or else you end up on the ground. You cannot coast forever. You must needs be, move those knees, move those feet, and move those pedals consistently. Or else your joyride in La La Land will come to an abrupt end. Christian, do you hear your Savior speaking today? God meant for Peter to enter into that new spiritual territory. And until he looked at the circumstances around him, he has the victory. All right? We intended for her to pedal and to keep on pedaling so she could learn to go around the block. Well, it didn't happen the first time or the first year or the second time or the second year or the third time. Or the third year. It took some years to get that into that child. All right, so here we are with the saints of God. God meant for miracles to enter into that new spiritual territory. And until miracle looked at the circumstances, miracle had the victory. Amen. Praise God. Even today, we have not yet begun to enter into all that God has prepared spiritually for his people. God did not want Peter to limit what he desired to do in that day. God does not want you to limit what you desire to do in your life either. When God puts a dream in your heart, it doesn't mean, okay, I'll think about it. Saints, you've been trained better than that. But okay, we'll go over it again till you get it. He wants you to look beyond your own storms. He wants you to look beyond your own storms. He wants you to look beyond your own storm to new levels of spiritual growth. The title of this message is Look Beyond the Storm. And once you look beyond, you must arise and occupy that new spiritual territory. Just as Peter did when he walked on the water. Breaking through to a new spiritual territory will not be easy Whether you are going to enter a new territory of faith where you believe God to meet your financial needs or a new spiritual territory of allowing any of the gifts that God has placed in you by his Holy Spirit to flow through you. For many Christians, it is easier and more comfortable to remain right where they are rather than advance into new areas of spiritual growth. They know once they enter a new area of spiritual growth, they will be responsible to bear new spiritual fruit. Actually, there is no limit to how far you can go except the limitations you place upon yourself. Begin now. That's right. No, do not put it off to the end of the service. Begin now to look forward into the new spiritual territories God wants you to enter and to occupy. God doesn't want you to sit back on the sidelines or in the dugout while other people are reaching new levels of spiritual growth and you are still sitting in the boat, waiting on it to fall on your head like raindrops. He doesn't want you to look at the great men and women of faith and think that you can never reach that level. Amen. God is saying to you, get up! He is saying that all that he has belongs to you. There is no limit. Determine how far you want to go. Then go in and take possession of the land. Step out and walk on the water with Jesus. Now, what do you think of that? What do you think of that miracle? What do you think of that? Well, I want to thank God for all the great preachers that have come and encouraged me. Evidently, I believed them. But everybody needs to take the mask off. Amen. We have some of the greatest preachers still alive today on the face of the earth. And the world is literally aiming itself at going to hell. That's not the will of God, but the world is working at it hard. We still cannot stop the influence of pornography, homosexuality, drugs, alcoholism, broken family, divorce over and over and over and over again in the same family line. You know what that is. And all of the physical maladies that are a result of rampant sin. The unbridled spread of what the world calls mental illness. We know what that is, but that's what they call it. And all of the stress-related diseases of modern society. So the list of problems seems endless in spite of all the great preachers that we have had and still have today. And in spite of the work of the church. However, the true church is still a minority. you know, there's this wide road and there's this narrow road, and few there be that find it. That's what the scripture says. Even in what we call Christian nations, we must have the experience of the early church where the word of God increased. Oh, by the way, I'm going to Acts chapter 5, verse 42. I didn't tell you that. I forgot. Sorry about that. Acts chapter 5, verse 42. I think that's where, that's where I'm going. Amen. Amen. We got to have what the early church had, you see. In Acts chapter 5, verse 42, it says, "And daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." Amen. We must experience the birth of revival that is not born through the slick manipulation of people or high tech. This great revival must be born in a demonstration of power, where, as in the early church, the number of the disciples multiplied greatly. Turn to Acts chapter 6. You're actually already there. And I'm in verse 6 and 7. I'm actually going to verse 7 and 8. I'm there. I'm over in Acts chapter 6. The number of the disciples multiplied greatly. I'm in verse 7. "And the word of the Lord of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith." Obedient to the faith. Amen. So you see, that's what we need. Where a personal breakthrough of power led a man named Stephen to perform in verse 8, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people." But you see, Stephen wasn't the only one. He was the one that the Holy Spirit picked for this part, because later on he gets martyred. But you see, he couldn't be the only one, or the gospel wouldn't have spread as fast and as far as he had. That meant all the other people were out moving their lips, telling everybody about Jesus too, under the unction of the Holy Spirit. There were 120 in the upper room, and then it spread from there. The church today needs more men and women to manifest a holy boldness and a free flow of the power of God working in their lives, working in their lives, working in their lives. That's where it starts, working in your life. We need to hold fast to the holiness standard set forth in God's word, to hold fast to the God-centered community for which these standards are a guardian, and with a God-centered commitment. To achieve this early church power, we must see individual hearts and lives touched by a personal breakthrough of power. Too long we've listened to the lies of the enemy. He tries to make the church believe that this power died with the apostles. Well, that's not the truth. This power belongs to the church today. We do not have to preach and teach by our own devices or the counsel of others with their own clever planning. That's not the way Jesus did it. He went out in the wilderness. He was tested. He was driven out there by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. Miracle, are you willing to be led by the Holy Spirit? Are you? Is that part of your plan in Christendom? Or are you just trying to get what you want from the Lord? Amen. Amen. Praise God. I like God, you know. I hope you come to like him as much as I didn't, you know, I want you to hear what I said. I didn't say I love God. You already know that about me. I said I like God. And you know that there is a difference. I like God. Jesus came to earth for a purpose. He destroyed the power of the devil. When he went into the underworld, Jesus walked to the throne room of Satan. He took from the devil the keys of the kingdom and delivered them back into the hands of the church. The kingdom is ours, yesterday, today, and forever. We must not set aside the rights and privileges and power that Jesus died to give us. Because, first of all, we have to give an account. Remember the steward that had to give an account for the talents that he'd been given? Well, then you're going to have to explain to the Lord Jesus why he put this particular talent or gift in you, as you want to look at it, and when he wants you to use it, you don't want to use it. I'm going to leave that right there because it's 6 o'clock. You have to explain. Okay? Okay. Praise God. Ah, there is a price to pay. Are you willing to pay? Now, some of you don't think I ought to bring this example in right now, but I'm going to use it. Now, Melania Trump has had to pay a price to be who she is. And she's paying the price continually. She's not walking down the street beating a drum or blowing a tuba. But she's living out God's plan for her life. She had to leave behind what she thought she was going to be to become the woman that he's molded her into. There's a price to pay. She told some reporter, well, if you're going to do this, you have to be thick-skinned. That means every little insult can't knock you out. Think about it. Are you willing to become a living sacrifice unto God? Living sacrifice. Are you willing to release your faith and ask the Lord to fill you with his power in full measure? Okay, I'm going to use another example, whether you like this one or not. Alex Jones, as a little boy, as a young man, made a commitment to Jesus Christ. It has brought him a lot of problems that he would never have had otherwise. But he, to the best of his ability, is walking out his agreement to Jesus Christ. He asked God to do something in his life. Lord, I want to blah, blah, blah. And what you see is God doing just that. What he told God is that he wanted to fight evil. Ah, but so-and-so and such, and let me tell you, Christian, you need to stop being so judgmental. You need to keep your eyes focused on Jesus and let him use people his way. He's going to use who he wants to use, whether you like their personalities and the way they talk or not. He is God. He didn't ask your opinion. He has one of his own. Is that clear? Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you willing to let God control your life and lead you where he will, using you as he may? I'm going to let you answer that. There is a world out there, my saints, that need you to win the lost, heal the sick, and bring deliverance to those held captive in the devil's tormenting grip. Well, I'm afraid to lay hands. He didn't tell you to. You hear me release healing over you all the time. You're way over there in another state or in another country, and I open my mouth under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and you get your healing. Come on, let's be real now. You can't give to God that as an excuse. Ask God now for an infilling of his power, a personal breakthrough of power that will create in you a holy boldness to speak God's word to the lost, no matter what man may think. Yes, right in front of your mother-in-law. How about that? That will produce the evidence of signs and wonders as you begin to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Right in front of your cynical mother-in-law. How about that? That ought to be fun. The church was not born anemic and spiritless. It was not born by silver-tongued orators. It was born in a demonstration of power, totally dependent upon the Holy Spirit. Yes, the kingdom of God belongs to each and every one of us, saints. Now, all you need to do is to reach out and take what rightfully belongs to you. Amen? Amen. Did you get it? Did you get it, Saint? Well, that's all I prepared for today. That's what the Holy Spirit gave me. There it is. There it is. Praise the name of Jesus. God is in control. The devil's not liking it, and the saints must pray. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to be a saint. You get to be challenged by God on a regular basis. That's right. You get to be challenged by God on a regular basis. Faith without works is dead, you know. Jesus is challenging us, and we must respond to him. Amen?
Amen.
I told you what my parents told me when I had to drive all the way back to Jacksonville just to tell them that God was calling me into the ministry. So now, Jesus is challenging you personally, and he's not going to throw you out there beyond your training. He's going to put you right where he wants you. I want you to do this. Remember I told you about that lady in the church? She was home on her sofa looking at TV, and God told her, I want you to get up and go down the street and witness to Mr. So-and-so. And she argued back and forth and back and forth. Lord, you know how it is. Yes, you do know. But Lord, and she just kept but Lording it. A few days later, the man died. And she was crushed. So she came to church weeping with sorrow and regret. And she told the whole congregation, don't do what I did. When Jesus gets a hold of you to do something, you get up and do it. Don't you do what I did. All right? There are people around us that we don't even know that God wants to send you to knock on their door. But no, if you're like my other friend, she was mopping her floor, and she had toddlers. And the Lord told her, I want you to go over to Miss So-and-so's house, and I want you to run that demon out of her house. So she had to leave that mop and bucket right there in the corner. She put them out on the back porch, get her little children, car seats and all, and go across town and put her hair in a ponytail with no makeup and go knock on Sister So-and-so's door and say, Sister So-and-so, the Lord sent me to run this spirit out of your house. No, God did not send the grand evangelist. God sent the evangelist that was mopping the floor. Do we get the picture, Miracle? Do we understand? Do we understand? That was just as important to Jesus as what Stephen did. So you still have that worldly mindset that, oh, what Stephen did was so grand. God thought what she did was so grand. That's a worldly mindset. Okay, remember when Jesus was talking to the people, where the man was talking to them and saying, I need you to go work out in my field or work out in my vineyard. And he went in town and found some more and said, I need you to go work. I'll pay you a penny, okay? And then later on in the day, he found some more. I'll pay you a penny. And at the end of the day, the ones that's been out there the longest, but we've been out there in the day and on and on. You know how moaning and complaining and griping goes. And he said, friend, I haven't done you any wrong. Did you not agree with the penny? If I'm generous, why can't I be generous? I paid you all the same. Hey, what about it? Amen. So now, hopefully we have had our adjustments for today. Amen. If we will work with the Holy Spirit, we'll see God move. You see, there comes a time you can't just sit there and pray about, oh, Lord, you know my niece, Margaret. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, you've asked God to save Margaret at least 500 times by now. All you should be doing by now is thanking God and praising him for it. That's it. No more asking. You've done that how many times? But in the meantime, God has this lady across the street. And she's been diagnosed with something, and she's sitting there shaking in fear and terror. The least you could do is cross the street and tell the lady, fear not. I think you can handle that miracle. You've had enough training to do that. You have enough training to take the lady by the hand and say, would you like for me to pray for you? I can ask Jesus to heal you. How about it, saints? If he tells you to do it, don't you do like the first sister that came to the church crying. You do like the second sister. You put that mop and bucket on the back porch no matter what. Amen? So, the sermon is called Look Beyond the Storm. By the way, the sister that was on her couch and didn't get up, her husband was already saved. The sister that had the mop and the bucket and the toddlers, her husband wasn't. Get the point? Get the point? Well, if you don't, get the point anyway. Heavenly Father, according to your word, we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in your sight. We thank you that our loins are girt about with the spirit of truth, and we put on the breast. You know something? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Some of you used to carry tracts with you in your purse, in your car, in your wallet somewhere, and you quit doing that. What's going on? If you need a tract, just email me. I'll send it to you. I don't have a problem. Amen? Amen. So, we're wearing the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. If you can use anybody, Lord, use me. Is that what you sing to the Lord in the shower? I just thought I'd ask. We put on the helmet of salvation, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's a Ron Canole song. Okay. Put the link in the chat room for this. The glory of the Lord is our rear guard. He's right there. You put a hedge around us, Lord. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. We're the head and not the tail because you made us so. And no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that is risen against us in judgment, we condemn it right now. So you are our shepherd, Lord, and we shall not want. You supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. We want to thank you, Lord, that you give us the opportunity to cast down every imagination and every high thing and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. So, we cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. We praise you, Lord, for allowing us the privilege of walking in divine health. You are our God, and you are the God who heals all of our diseases. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we have been healed. We praise you and thank you for prosperity and good health, even as our souls prosper. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord Jesus, lead us and guide us in all of our ways. Be the Lord of our lives, Lord. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities, powers, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. We bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels, all his evil spirits, all of his demonic agents, all of his underlings, decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders. And we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. I can't go out there and witness, Lord. You know there's this witch that keeps bothering me, keeps attacking me. And child, I'd laugh in that witch's face and go right out and witness. You know, at some point, you got to really use the boldness that's in you. Right in their faces in Walmart, I'd lead somebody to Christ. I said, Lord, I'm going to Walmart today. I need to lead somebody to Christ. I got my fish hook ready. I need you to send me a fish. Amen. Jesus likes saving people, even if all he uses you for is to release the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon them. He does it in the bank. He does it at the post office. He does it at the cleaners. He does it at the car wash. Really? Really. He does it when you take the car to get the oil changed. Jesus is busy if you work with him. Praise the Lord. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. And Father, we destroy all the evil works of the devil, of them putting up new protection and new shields. And we ask you to release your warring angels, Father, to tear it all down again. In Jesus' name, amen. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places in Jesus' name. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep, and we bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the hands of the devils to bring them to that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, listening, watching, peeping, whispering, familiar demons, all electronic and digital demons, all technology demons in their attacks, all Leviathan spirits in their attacks, all brainwashing, psychic kundalini spirits in their attacks, water and marine spirits, sex devils in their attacks, unclean spirits, there's lots of them, and their attacks, and all passes, devils, every passive devil and all of their attacks, all sorcery devils and their attacks. Yeah, fentanyl. All seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks. All the voices of the stranger, the charmer, the seducer, and their attacks. All pain-afflicting spirits. Sleep. You know, you go places and you were fine when you left home. And then you go somewhere, like you might go to the restroom, and you come out, and all of a sudden you got this pain. Okay, so you didn't have it when you left home. You went in the restroom to wash your hands, so there's nothing about washing your hands that should put a pain in your ankle or your foot or your leg. So what are you going to do? Well, first of all, you're going to take authority over that pain. It's not germane to you. It's not like you hit your leg and then it hurt. No, that thing came while you're just washing your hands. That's a demon that was left in there waiting for somebody to show up. And so it thought that it could hitchhike with you. So what are you supposed to do with that hitchhiker? I bind you in the name of Jesus. I put you in chains in the name of Jesus. I send you into the spiritual cage to the feet of Jesus right now. How about it? Isn't that what we're supposed to do, saints? Are you supposed to limp and go, I wonder why my ankle started hurting? I wonder why it's hurting. It's hurting because you never kicked that demon. You know somebody else who walked in there and that demon jumped on it and they would keep it. But you're not supposed to do that. You've been trained. Amen? You have the ability to disconnect. Do it. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, where was that, Lord, before you took me off on that? You know, all of a sudden, you know, somebody came up to you while you were at your desk, and all of a sudden, your shoulder started to hurt. Your shoulder was fine before they showed up. Words are spirit, and whatever came out of them attacked you. So you're just going to sit there all day at work, and Lord, my shoulder's hurting. You think I need to take a Motrin or a Tylenol? Did you try taking the blood of Jesus first? Amen. Let me get back to what I was doing. I'm still doing it, aren't I? Mm-hmm. All right. You know, saints, we've been trained better than to just sit there and take it. We're not supposed to do that. So, and if you go, okay, the Holy Spirit is not finished with it. If you go to the doctor's office and you don't bind those devils from following you after you leave, trying to hitchhike with you, they're going to if you don't stop them. You know about stopping them. Amen. You know to do that. You know you don't go out in the public arena and come home without disconnecting from every event, every circumstance, every spirit, all of that junk out there. When you come home, you're a holy vessel unto God. Holy, sanctified, set apart, consecrated to Jesus. Amen. Holy Spirit says somebody's not doing that. And you know better. Amen. So, all pain-afflicting spirits, we're jumping on them. We did the water and marine spirits and the sex devils and the unclean spirits and the passive devils. Now we're on the pain-afflicting spirits, the sleep deprivation, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits, and all their attacks, the sorcery devils and their attacks, the seducing and womanizing and whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer, the hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, the mystic rituals and their intent. We're binding the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, all target radio frequency, pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid. Electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attack. EMP and EMF attacks. Are you all still putting the internet and the grid under the blood? Because we need you to do that. Techno-paganism, mind control by the occult, force feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations which are demons. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from my position seated in heavenly places of Christ Jesus, with the sword of the Spirit, I cut the saints free from every demon that hitchhiked on them in Jesus' name. I cut them free right now in Jesus' name. That means deep breath and cough, saints. Let's roll. You know what to do. You've been trained. I cut them free of every demon, everybody in the ministry, everyone in miracle outreach ministries. I cut them free from every demon that attached itself to them in any way in Jesus' name. I bind those demons. I send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. I command them to come out of you, them and all of their reinforcements in Jesus' name. I command them right now to leave. Let them leave, saints. Let them leave. Let them leave. Witchcraft, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Witchcraft, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Witchcraft, you're bound in Jesus' name. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of the saints right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Virtual reality witchcraft, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. All the witchcraft in your mind, all of it, all of it, all of it, all of it, all the witchcraft in your mind, I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command it to come up and out of you now in Jesus' holy name. Father, I thank you for releasing the angels to help us right now with this in the name of Jesus. Thank you. All the witchcraft, no matter where it came from, it's got to go back where it came from. This I'm sending back where it came from. Return to sender now in Jesus' name according to the covenant. Come on out. You can't stay there. You got warfare to do this week. You don't have time for witchcraft in your mind. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We bind all mystic rituals in their intent. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, 5G and components, everything coming from another galaxy, another planet, from outer space, from any other orbit, from any other station placed on a planet or on a star in Jesus' name, from satellite systems that have been placed into outer space to attack humans on the earth. We take authority, dominion, and power, and we boomerang it back from whence it came in the name of Jesus. We raise the shield of faith so that we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Our minds are not a playground for the devil in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, Celtic, German. Ruka de la Bresha, la 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 Yasanda de Broco, Dorikita de Bre, Kirishin de Broca, la la Yasanda de Brica de Rioso, la de I, Derriki de Rukunda, Raka, Rukunda, Rekiasa, Ika da Rokoho Reke de la Bresha, la de Yasa, Ruka de la Brosha, la Riosa de la Braca de Riesa de la Bre, Ruka da Rakaka, Rosanda de Bresa, la de Dioso de la Bre, Kirishin de Broca, Danda de Asunda de Brikeasa. Indigenous, islander, tribal group, cultural group, government group, armies, militias, ruka de rikite risite de buru, rika de la brecha de yosun de la brecha in Jesus' name. Lord, we're covering Israel with the blood of Jesus. Thank you. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Caribbean, Latin American, Haitian, Dominican, Arubian, black and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We put the wall of fire with the glory of God in the midst around your domicile in Jesus' name. We bind every demon coming through the floorboards, from underneath the earth, through the air, and through people in Jesus' name. Uraki. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, impulsivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. Thank you for truth, Father. You said we would know the truth and the truth would make us free. We thank you for the download and the upload of truth in Jesus' name. Amen. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We got another one of those big moons coming up. The gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind all spiders in their webs. We bind formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind spirits of infirmity and those gnats in Jesus' name, trapping them into their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, monitor, track, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us, and we return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, gluttony, and false flags. We return to sender according to the covenant all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, backlash, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind. Binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to the sender, all witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website, the broadcast, and the app. Binding all abortions as a magical ritual. Returning to sender, all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, juju, hexes, vexes, and such. All tribal witchcraft, especially begun by a shaman, an Obita man, or a witch doctor in Jesus' name. Returning to sender, all Chaldean witchcraft. Chaldeans, yes, they're in the Bible. Abraham came out of Ur of the Chaldees. Returning to sender, all Chaldean witchcraft, all Spanish and Mexican witchcraft in Jesus' name. Binding all covens, cults, conclaves, cabals, and the so-called planetary shift and the global elite in the name of Jesus. We bind them with their own wicked chains in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains into darkness, into the spiritual cage, and all their reinforcements, and send them to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. We're binding all. We're breaking all and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. Now, as long as I've been doing this warfare, this particular one, your eating habits should have changed slightly or somewhat. Amen. They'll let you know if you're in agreement with the prayer or not. Amen. Binding superficial religious acts and every act of sexual sin. Binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells. Binding the demons of energy, boomeranging their wicked works upon them, binding all magical language, magic signs, magic patterns, even in numbering, binding synchrony. Now, Lord, I don't remember the name of that spirit that I was investigating this morning. Can't pull up the name, but that's okay. You already know. I am binding. The spirits that have taken over the trans people, transsexual. Uncross your arms and legs. In Jesus' name. They're being used and manipulated by the globalists. Amen. Binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells. Binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked ways upon them, binding all magical language, magic signs, and magical patterns, even in numbering, binding synchrony. Binding and caging Poseidon and stripping him of his crowns and powers, binding all conjurations and summonings of demons, binding Jewish black magic, mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells, potions, and binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception in Jesus' name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe, fantasy, fables, enchantments, la-la land, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, and the spirit and the children of disobedience. Binding Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices in Jesus' name. Unlawful nudity, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We pull off your covering of protection and cast it away in Jesus' name. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness and send you into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name, especially sacrifices begun by a king or queen of the coast in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, idle mind, unfocused mind, rioting abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Basilech, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Iris, Isis, and Osiris, on and all other false deities in Jesus' name, especially Shiva. Thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, vow, pledge, and pact. We bind the brotherhood, the rituals, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, their charter, the rituals of every secret society, and the associated organizations in Jesus' name. Yes, we do. We break the powers of every demonic weapon. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals. And we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of errors, and foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father. Thank you, sir. And we bind the works of those who work to bring honor to themselves. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief, and we thank you, Father, for teaching us to guard our hearts like Peter had to learn to do. Guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain and call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender, all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows. Lord, I have favor there for people all over the world. You know you make the sun and the rain to shine on the righteous and the unrighteous alike. So I'm going to request this, Father, in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, health-wise, by way of disease and virus and rumors of illness and maladies and afflictions, that the globalists desire to loose upon us, I ask you to stand between us, amen, and what they are releasing, and allow it to fail majorly. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. Praise God. You know, we've already had them flying those airplanes with all the chemtrails and everything, and all the other things that they've thrown at. Thank you, Lord, for being our shield and our buckler. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, binding the pathways to sins to the mind in Jesus' name, binding gloom, neurotic behaviors, anxiety, and depression in Jesus' name. They've been releasing mosquitoes, child. They tried that experiment at the University of Florida with love bugs. And so the paint on your car comes off. They've been playing that game for a long time. Amen. Praise God. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. We bind all of their strong men in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We already took care of whatever followed us, chased us, jumped on us, hitchhiked. You can't do that in the name of Jesus. even what comes through the computer and our web pages. We bind you in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted, imprisoned, and the January 6th prisoners. Yes, we're going to keep praying for the January 6th prisoners that shouldn't be in prison, no matter what Nancy Pelosi has to say. Amen. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we pray for President Trump, his family, faith, prayer life, friends, employees, assets, staff, security forces, liabilities, presidential campaign, and his reelection by a large majority without the contesting of results, his properties, his foreign and domestic diplomatic relations, his administration, his health, and we are united against all assassination attempts, requesting the discovery, exposure, and demise of every coup rallied against him and against all verbal attacks and false accusations against him, his family, his leadership. Binding in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Matthew 18:18, all attempts by the opposition to stop, thwart, stifle, hinder, block, infiltrate, cancel, besmirch, subvert, pervert, find fault, or in any manner reduce the effectiveness of President Trump. No weapon formed against him shall be able to prosper. Every tongue that rises against him in judgment, we condemn according to the covenant. Thank you, Lord, requesting swift adjudications on all who engage in such. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Thank you, Lord. Father, we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ, our mode of transportation, the path that we travel, and we take authority, dominion, and power over animals, demons, and objects, and poor driving or flying or piloting or whatever the case may be, so that they don't cross our path. And we thank you for dispatching your angels ahead of us. We thank you, Lord, for your warring, linking angels that surround us and their fiery, moving swords. We thank you for their linking shields. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your praising angels. But most of all, we thank you for your presence in our midst. We cover ourselves and all of our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority of all demons of the day, night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get in our dreams. And if they attempted or did feed us anything, we bind that poison. We command it to come up and out of us in Jesus' name and go back where it came from. And we command them to stay away. We thank you for the wall of fire, and we give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pull out every voodoo pen. Yes, if you got a prick, that's a voodoo pen, okay? All right, we got that straight now. We pull out all voodoo pens, fiery darts, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, curses, anything sent to us by the demonic realm in Jesus' name. And we destroy all ungodly silver coins, ley lines, and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all of the forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We tear down and destroy all walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, nanotechnology, globalists, shamans, sorcerers, divinators, liars, and such in the name of Jesus. And we destroy the power of all the curses, hexes, vexes, love spells, charms, witchcraft, death, bewitchments, psychic thoughts and prayers, potions, jinxes, brain frequency meditation, mind control, voodoo, fetishes, charms, spells, sorcery, magic, destruction, incense and candle burning, sickness, pain, and torment, incantations, chanting, ungodly blessings, voodoo crystals, root works, tribal rituals, and sins. Everything they've sent, it's gone back now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We return to the sender spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, spirits of wizardry, sorcery, blindness, bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate in Jesus' name. Thank you. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. Amen. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, we all know what we're going to do later today. So, I suppose that some of us might want to eat something. Maybe you don't like food anymore. Who knows? But I'm supposing that it's possible that you just might like food a little bit. So, Pastor loves you. Recast the broadcast. Don't forget what we're doing together Tuesday night. The Holy Spirit will gather us together as one body in Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit, just like he does when we're in church together right now, the Holy Spirit will gather us together as the body of Christ, and we will go out and do war, and we will see God move, and we will see the victory. Because this victory isn't just for people that are citizens of the United States of America. This is a victory for the entire world. Let me say this one more time. This position is not just the presidency of the United States of America. It is also the position of the leader of the free world. This is high stakes for everybody on the planet. This is God's war. It's the Lord's battle, and he's calling us to war with him. You've had plenty of training in manning your post, so you should know how to do that now. All of this training has not been for naught. It's time to use it. It's time to use it. It's time to be what God has trained us, miracle, to be, and to do what God has trained us to do. Not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit. But you see, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So we're going to do what God called us to do, and God's going to bring the victory. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Amen. Rise for the benediction. Praise God. We had good church today. Good church. Good church. Amen. Good church. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' name, we love you. God bless. Enjoy yourself. See you Tuesday. Bye-bye now.
Amen.
Amen. See you Tuesday.
When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story, how you loved me so much that you died on Calvary.